Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Merry Christmas!
Ho, 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 everyone! And welcome to Cult Along! La, ba, da, ba, ba. Start again. That's how you do it. Ho, 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 everyone, and welcome to Cultaholic Watch Along Bus. Every day up until the day that the big man with the beard empties his sack all over your floor. We are going to be watching some awful wrestling programs. You've heard some wonderful delights of the terrible nature over the past few days, and I am back once again with the ill behaviour alongside the bear in the big blue barcade, the head pen of Cultaholic, Justin Henry from Off America. Are you all set for Christmas, Justin?
What are you, Jerry Lewis?
I am today, mate. I am the Jerry Lewis one. As you are hearing this, it is the 22nd of December, 2020. So what will be with... Are you, by this point, you're all done with work and you're getting ready for the visit from Santa?
I sure am. The gifts are wrapped. The
apology notes are written.
The work is done. And I'm just looking forward to Santa coming down that chimney. So I'm going to ask him, you know, why he couldn't give us a good year last year in order to set up for this year. I assume Santa's in charge of a... all things viral.
I think he is. So this year is Santa's fault. However, what we're going to watch today is our fault. What are we watching today, Justin Henry?
Well, we're actually going back almost in sync to where we are on the Cultaholic Classic Raw review, but we're crossing over to another company. We're going to WCW for Uncensored 95 in the first match in Uncensored history. And who was the doozy? We are watching Dustin Rhodes versus the Blacktop Bully, the former Demolition Smash and Repo Man, in a King of the Road match.
This is the first, really, the first cinematic wrestling match on pay-per-view.
I believe it is.
So that's a quite exciting milestone. Who do we share this honor with in terms of viewing? Let's find out by activating the random guest generator. Who from the annals of Cultaholic, Classic Raw and SmackDown review is going to be joining us to watch the King of the Road? Let's find out.
Randomly generating guests. Destabilizing orbital payload. Installing Adobe Photoshop. Outloading John Eiley.
Whoa, that was a bit trippy. did I hear, by the way, it said destabilizing payload on that?
Yes, mate.
Because if that's the case, then that's probably why I feel a bit wibbly.
Because your payload's been destabilized.
Exactly, yes.
2020 will do John. That to you.
John, draw John loading John.
Yes! John!
Okay, so me uploading me to... Okay, right, I think I've got it, yeah.
You got it?
Think so.
Brilliant. You have to shout John. You have to shout John to make it happen.
John, draw yourself not having a stroke thinking about that.
And then draw that.
Are you wanting to gash me have a stroke?
I basically want an M.C. Escher painting.
Good grief.
John Eiley, we could not wrap up the year of the classic reviews without having yourself, the man who has brought these stupid flights of fancy to life in visual form. John, it is an honour and a privilege to watch this utter bollocks with you today.
And the privilege is all yours.
Are you familiar with the King of the Road match?
I've heard of it. I've never actually seen it. I know it's a classic for all the wrong reasons, and there's some controversy with it, and it's just, I was watching some WCW recently. I was watching Wrestle War 92 just the other day. The War Games match, Dangerous Alliance versus Sting Squadron.
Good match. Great match.
Yeah. And it's crazy, though, because you've got Dustin Rhodes in it, you've got Arn Anderson, you've got Sting in it, and 30 years later, they're still going.
It's in the same ring together.
Yeah, exactly.
What would John Eilley have been doing in March of 1995 when this particular match aired?
March of 95, I was working for a firm down in Washington. I was working for an industrial refrigeration and air conditioning company. Yeah. And I was one of the draftsmen for the refrigeration side of the company.
Well, there you go. Well, we have to emphasize it's Washington, Tyne and Wear, UK, not That's Washington, right, yes. DC.
Yeah, that would be one hell of a commute every day.
As a government operative.
Set your washers back a couple of years for this by hopping onto the WWE Network. Find WCW Uncensored 1995. It's the first match on the card. You want to scrub to about 3 minutes 12 seconds in, or you can click jump to, and you've got Rhodes versus Blacktop Bully, King of the Road. If you want to watch along with us, we'll give you a second to find it right now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
John Eilley, have you put your seatbelt on? Stop Breaking Wind, have you put your seatbelt on?
Yes, I have.
Justin Henry, are you ready to hit the motorway?
I'm hoping for potholes or a cliff.
We might get both, you never know. We're going to hit go at the same time and watch King of the Road together in 3, 2, 1, go.
These three poor men.
Oh. Yeah, Heenan looks so interested, doesn't he?
Shivani with yes. A mullet.
Tanae's like, well, I'm just going to skedaddle out of here.
Oh, these two look... So, hang
on, hang on. Dustin Rhodes is trying to cosplay as Rip in the whole body, yeah?
So the rule is you have to ring... Do you have to sound a horn to win the match?
Yeah, sound the horn to win the match.
Oh, John, the problem here is that this match is no holds allowed.
That's true, yeah.
So the story behind this, Justin, tell us why there is some controversy behind this match.
Well, during the course of the match, you will see both the future Goldust and the former Repo Man both get busted open. And at the time, there was a no bleeding policy in this company. And it turns out both men apparently did gig, and they were both subsequently fired, thus leading to Dustin Rhodes becoming Goldust. So it was kind of a happy accident.
That's a happy accident right there. Barry Darso falling over some hay.
Well, it's a moving truck.
This was one of these ideas, I think, look good on paper.
Yeah.
I love the guy in the back just watching with the purple shirt.
He's the director.
Well, if you notice, there was a couple of flashing lights there. There was one which was just red and another green one. I think the red ones basically say, don't ring the horn, blast the horn just yet. Wait for the green light to come on.
I'm looking for the how's my driving sticker on the back.
These aerial, oh, there's a helicopter. I'm sorry, the money they must have spent on this for what we got
was not worth it.
Definitely not.
Definitely not worth it.
So
how does it get back there all of a sudden?
The strategy is to beat up the guy at the back and then walk to the front.
I think Ed Wood edited this. Maybe somebody would teleport to the back of a truck.
Why wouldn't they? Well, Blacktop Bull is just leaving the truck altogether. He's like, nah, stop this. Like,
nah. Yeah,
he's leaving the company. It's going to hit your ride like GWF or something.
I'd rather just absolutely spank it on the road. See you later, lads.
I know he's going to drop a log now.
This whole match is a dropped log. Oh, God. It's like, I know they're on a moving car, which is a moving vehicle, which is why they're like this, but it's like they're drunk. Oh, just fall over. Both men down.
It's moving at a decent speed, at least. So I imagine balance is hard in there, especially when we're walking on A. Whose idea was this?
I have a feeling.
Who was in charge at the time?
Bischoff was definitely in charge.
Bischoff was in charge in 1985, yeah?
I imagine Sullivan was booking.
Jim Herd? Where was Jim Herd when all this was going on?
I think he was already gone by this point.
Like 1992, he was gone.
A lucky escape.
Yeah, I was saying before about the Wrestle War 1992 match that Dustin was in as well. You know, the no bleeding thing, they just never get away with it.
A lot of blood in that match.
Oh, I mean, Dustin's bleeding a gusher in it.
Him, Austin, Wyndham, Arn.
Yeah.
Not the bale of hay.
No, not the hay.
This is a lot heavier than you'd think. In all fairness.
The timing of us watching this is very fun because yesterday on the Watch Along Bus, we watched the House of Horrors match between Bray Wyatt and Randy Orton. So it's a nice sort of look at the evolution of cinematic wrestling.
And who would have thought that Dusty Rhodes' son, Blackjack Mulligan's grandson, and Bob Orton's kid, all of whom have rustic backgrounds, would be involved in these matches.
I know, right?
Who would have thought it?
It's amazing.
There'll be suplexes in the hay.
I wonder how many cuts. This match actually took to take. Oh, great film. Love Young Frankenstein.
Absolutely.
I went to see the musical actually a few years ago, and when they're doing the Roam the Hay bit, they actually make it into a song. And they've got two people dressed up as horses at the front of the cart, and it's honestly the funniest thing I've ever seen. These two people trying to act like horses. They basically stood there. They've got these giant, elongated. They're more like giraffe necks than horse necks, and they just have to stand there, trot along, and make it look like, you know, they're actually pulling this cart along. It's crazy.
It's Sting.
Oh, not the water.
Clonk.
I think this would be more fun if there were horses in the back here.
What, and have a Terry Funk like experience?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is that Tom Pritchard driving?
I wish they cut to it and he was listening to Celine Dion on cassette.
I know he makes fun of this, but this has quite a degree of danger to it. Just when they make the turns and they come to sudden stops, and I mean, it's.
At least with Carpool Karaoke, they film it on the back of a truck as opposed to it being the truck.
They film it in a studio. I'm sorry, you film it in a studio with your guest, Tom.
Maybe I do. Maybe I am James Corden. What of it? I'd love his job. I want his agent more than his job. Hey, back to him.
What's money?
Doomsday Saito!
Is that Hunter's shovel?
One of these shovels.
Gold-tipped.
Hey!
Hi-oh.
I hope the cop pulls him over and and arrest Darcy for stealing a car 4 years earlier.
How would you explain this to a policeman?
You see, so the guy in the blue top, he's got a bit of a beef with the bloke in the red top. And
what was that?
The worst swanton bomb ever.
He swantoned nothing.
I'm going to reply nothing.
That was amazing. Well done. Well done, Repo. You stole the match.
He ended with the one good line of this match. I've seen Dusty walk like that.
I believe, if my 90s memory serves me correctly, that box contains a mini Boglin.
Blimey.
That's a throwback, isn't it?
Isn't it just?
A mini Boglin.
It's the worst Stephen King movie ever.
Oh, lovely. Lovely.
It's the children of the board.
Really, what it needs is C.W. McCall playing in the background, doesn't it? We got ourselves a convoy.
A convoy. Yeah, every match of the show is held on different trucks in a row, in a convoy. So, oh, what's on the next truck? Oh, that's the women's title match.
I think they ran over a leather face.
No, his acting was not as wooden as that plank, I don't think.
It's a B show, so this is not as large Marge.
Big
look at the five crew members in the back of the truck. This is definitely Mississippi.
Why are there so many people?
Last time I saw that many people in the back of a pickup truck, it was on an episode of Top Gear when they did a drive from Miami to New Orleans, and they drove into a gas station in Alabama, and they had things like Hillary for president, gay sex is okay, and all this sort of thing. And the woman came out and was like, do you guys want to be killed?
Oh, jeez.
And they end up driving off, and they've got chased by these big four or five pickups full of rednecks throwing rocks and stones and all sorts of them. It's scary to watch, but it's also quite fun because you know that they survive, just.
It's okay because they live.
When they start chasing, they start playing that getaway music. They turn them off and they leave. Random skyline.
This is them just padding because they're bleeding at this point, aren't they? So they're just like, we need to keep cutting away.
Yeah, they're keeping the wide angles and stuff, yeah.
Is the sun setting?
Yeah,
because
it's been going that long.
Different times, it's late. It's late at one point, then it gets dark, and then it's late again. Another part.
Is it? Are we on GTA 5 time here? The clock moves that quick.
48 minutes a day.
He hit him with a good line. I saw a skyscraper, two stories.
Oh, they're coming up to it. I'm to stop here.
Oh, is he done it?
Form over.
No. I think they've.
It's traffic lights.
Yes. It's like a church bus through, apparently.
Yeah, there's a couple of cars in front of them.
Oh, my God.
They're stuck at a junction.
This is amazing. You couldn't do this in Newcastle. You'd be on the time bridge for half an hour.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
He has a CB radio for crappy booking.
Actually, there's a thought, Tom.
Oh, God, it's the Fiend.
We're back. Instead of a King of the Road match in Newcastle, Tom, why don't they have like a King of the River and just have two guys on a boat going up and down the river and just beating each other up?
There's a boat. What's the name of the boat that goes? Is it the Queen of the North or something? The boat that goes up and down the River Tyne?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah.
Fight on one of them. Oh, my God. I need to text Andrew Bowers immediately.
Yeah, I was going to say, get in touch with North.
Bowers, we need a boat match.
Well, on Raw in 2002, they had a King of the Plane match. Coming from England, I think everybody lost.
I believe Hayes lost his mullet in that one.
I love that crew back there just hanging out.
Just chilling.
Picked up with some produce, picked up a random hitchhiker.
Don't seem to be paying far too much money to people.
Rather them than me for hanging off there, I'll tell you.
Who's in the truck? The target demographic. Imagine just being on the side of the road and seeing this thing go by. I would be confused.
I'd just be like, well, that'd be WCW. Oh, no, we've lost him again.
Oh, God, Mustafa Ali.
Retribution.
Here. He's using dial-up because it's 95.
What the match also needs is that kid from Deliverance just sitting there playing dueling banjos.
That'd be brilliant. Gling, 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 gling.
Ding, 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 ding. Yeah, well, goes Rip. I mean, Dustin going for the horn again.
He's got the horn.
We know Hogan can't play a dueling banjos because that would involve going 50-50.
Is that a trough? Oh, for Christ's sake! What are they
fair
doing?
Fair play for doing that, I'll tell you.
Did they book? Did they like plan this, or they just go, "We'll do it live"?
Water bucket. Yeah, we'll do it live. Effort the Bill O'Reilly story.
Yeah. We'll call it on the truck.
It's like the intro for Chips.
Here he goes.
Way!
Cal Chips.
Catch me, Daddy. Catch me, Daddy. Jesus. This is special. Dustin's just sitting down out of boredom now.
By the way, this is the opening. This is the opening match.
Yeah, this is the opening match. Like, way to get your pacing so off kilter. Thanks everybody to coming for this arena show. Just look up at the screen for half an hour.
What they should have done was made this either second match or second to last match.
Or made this not happen.
Yeah, that's true.
Or just maybe lost the footage. The Dustin and the Bully have both been arrested and we're not going to have the match now.
I don't think anybody would have been sad. You can't be...
The cameras all accidentally fell off the truck and they all got trashed underneath it.
They were abducted by aliens. There's a big crop circle where the truck used to be.
Oh!
There it is.
He's got the horn!
He's got the horn.
He's got the horn. What a finish. What a finish. Like a little arm drag off the side. What's the prize?
Victory.
Unemployment.
They're both winners tonight then. Because they both get sacked. Oh, well, and the final. Yay, it's finished. Happy new show. Well, there you go. King of the road. The night after that, both men got sacked. So take from that what you will.
And the Triumphant Bully got out and pointed at the billboard.
Saying, now hiring.
Oh, dear me.
Boy of the sign, Bully. John Eiley, did you have a lovely day? That's a yes.
You transport me all the way from home into this, and I go all wibbly, and you made me watch that and King of the Road, and there wasn't even Dean Martin in it.
He'll be in the next one, I promise. John, where can people go to support you, find out all about what you do, sir?
Okay, I'm on Twitter, at John Ailey. I'm on Ko-fi, at ko-fi.com/John Ailey. Patreon, I've got that, but I'm only using that to actually support you guys. You're welcome. And I'm hoping to do a bit of Twitch over Christmas as well. So you'll find me on there, twitch.tv/John_Ailey.
Yeah, with a bit of luck. We can play on Twitch.
John, thanks for all you do, man. We appreciate it so much.
And thank you for allowing me to do it in the first place.
Ah, amazing. And until we get together again tomorrow, it'll be Matthew, myself, and somebody else. So we'll find out who tomorrow. But until then, he is at JRHWriting on Twitter. He is at John Eiley on Twitter. I am at Tom Campbell on Twitter. Together, we are at Cultaholic on Twitter. Don't forget to join us. King of the Road. Love you. Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.